You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Say what you want about AI, but it's here. And it's helping businesses get more done in a day. Wix's website builder is infused with AI so you can stay ahead. Create a beautiful, functional website just by describing your idea. Track how your site appears in AI search results. Create custom images on demand or launch an entire campaign in a matter of minutes. Wix gives you AI wherever you need it. Try it now for free at wix.com.
Well, here in Spain this week, it's time to catch up with Brevin Sfanx Cahal Rochford. How are you doing, Cahal?
I'm great, Howard. Keeping well, enjoying some of the more fresh weather here in Spain. What about yourself?
Yeah, I agree. It's nice to be in September when it's a little bit cooler.
Absolutely. And a bit more quiet, too.
Yes. Well, there are still plenty of visitors here at the moment enjoying the Spanish coastline and unique inland villages. As we've seen numerous times over the years, many of them fall in love with Spain and start seriously thinking about moving here. Plus, of course, we have listeners in the UK who've already taken steps to relocate here. So this week, Cahal and I are going to let you know what taxes you need to expect if you become a resident in Spain, and what you can do to prepare for them. Well, Spain, of course, applies an income tax. How does that work here in Spain? And are pensions taxed any differently to other income?
Yes, good question, Howard. Let me explain. So in Spain, you have two types of income tax. You have the general rates of income tax, which range typically from around 20% to 45%, and sometimes slightly above that, depending on the autonomous region. And so the general income tax rates cover things like pensions, salary, earned income, rental income, etc. And then you also have what's called the savings rate of tax. And so the rates for the savings rate are slightly lower. They range from 19 to 28%. But usually if you have savings income below 200,000 per person, it's only as high as 23%. And so the savings tax rate covers income such as interest, capital gains, dividends, and investment income. So depending on the type of income that you have, we'll either go with the savings or the general rate, and oftentimes the savings rate is more advantageous. So in Spain, you also have a basic tax allowance. And so this does increase with age or for the number of children you have, and there's other factors as well. And so this offers some relief against income tax at the lower band. So overall, income tax is not dissimilar to the UK, usually, you know, more or less in line when you consider the various types of taxes. Some taxes are slightly higher. Some taxes like dividends could be slightly lower here. And so to answer your initial question, pensions, so they're taxed at the general income rates in Spain. So again, ranging from 20 to 40 odd percent. So usually pensions are not the most tax efficient source of income, whereas other sources of income like investment income, etc., are generally more tax efficient here in Spain.
What about capital gains tax, both on investments and on property?
Yes, so capital gains tax falls under the savings rate. And so again, the rates range from 19, 21, 23%, usually up till until gains or on property or investments up till around 200,000 euros per person. And then you have two other higher rates at 27 and 28% above that. And so if you do, let's say you have sold a property or you've sold an investment, you will usually pay tax at this rate of the savings rate. That being said, there are allowances against certain types of gains. So if you have a main home property in Spain, You can sell that under certain circumstances tax-free, if you're over 65, for example. Or if you're under 65, you can sell a property, your main home, tax-free, so long as you reinvest the proceeds into your next main home. Of course, there are other advantages as well of structuring capital and investments in the right way. So if you have a qualifying investment plan, you can also avoid capital gains and investment income and dividend tax within a portfolio like that. So even if you're generating gains, returns, income, dividends within a portfolio, that can also be all exempted from ongoing capital gains tax, so long as you have the right tax structure in place for Spain.
And what is wealth tax all about? Does it affect many people?
Yes, so wealth tax is something that people not living in Spain may not be very familiar with. So just to explain how it works, so wealth tax is applied if you're a resident in Spain. It's applied on a worldwide basis, and it's based on a percentage of your worldwide assets, and it's paid annually. And if you're a non-resident in Spain, and you just have property in Spain, for example, you'll only pay wealth tax on your Spanish assets. So the rates of wealth tax range, they start at quite a low level of 0.28%, but they can get as high as 3.5%. So there's 17 autonomous regions in Spain. Some regions have a wealth tax, some regions don't. And, in some regions, you have different allowances as well. So in the Balearic region where I'm based, they changed the allowance this year back in January. So the allowance is much higher than it was before. So that benefits a lot of people on the wealth tax side. Some areas in Spain, for example, Andalusia and Madrid had an exemption against wealth tax. And so the national government, in response to that, they brought in a solidarity wealth tax across all of Spain. And so therefore, there's a couple of different types of wealth tax that can apply. And there is, of course, ways to minimize and mitigate wealth tax with strategic planning. Often you can use certain investment structures that can reduce wealth tax by often up to 80%. You have as well, people will structure capital within a business, and usually a family business will get an exemption from wealth tax as well. So there are ways to mitigate it if you're not a fan of paying wealth tax. Overall, I'd say wealth tax affects less people today than before, given the allowances have increased and some areas have an exemption against it. But it is still a factor, especially when, in some areas where you have rising asset levels, inflation, for example, and allowances against wealth tax in some regions have remained fixed for many years. So in real terms, the wealth tax rates are actually increasing. So yeah, it's a very common area that we help our clients with, and it's worth being aware of how wealth tax works before you move to Spain.
And finally, while many people might not like to think about this right now, how does inheritance tax work in Spain?
Yes, a good question. So in Spain, we have what's called succession tax, which is the equivalent of inheritance tax. So inheritance tax, as many people will be familiar with, is applied at the estate level. So if someone was to pass away, inheritance tax is applied to their worldwide estate, usually at a rate of 40%. Succession tax in Spain is different. So it's not applied at the estate level. It's applied at beneficiary level. And it depends on the familial link from the person who's passing the assets and who's receiving it. So there's various groups of beneficiary. Overall, succession tax is easier to navigate and plan around than inheritance tax. For example, it applies if an asset is a Spanish asset or if the recipient of an asset lives in Spain. So if you invert that, if you have a non-Spanish asset going to somebody who lives outside of Spain, it doesn't apply. So in recent years, many regions in Spain have drastically reduced succession tax for close family inheritances, such as the Balearic region, where there's a 100% exemption for wealth tax if you pass assets to your spouse or to your children or grandchildren. That being said, succession tax can be more of a problem and the rates can get very high. And again, this depends if you leave assets to, let's say, a friend or somebody who you've no familial link with. Like, for example, if you had a partner who you weren't civil partners with, the rate can get as high as 60%. So it is one to be careful of. I've seen situations where assets have passed from one partner to another and rates have been as high as 60%. So it's important to get advice on how succession tax will impact you and your family.
And how can people get in touch with Levin's Franks for that advice?
Yeah, I would recommend getting in touch via our website or give us a call at the office. You can get our phone numbers on the website there, so you can make an inquiry via the website or just get in touch with our local offices. So we've full-time staff in each of our areas. And so we'd be very happy to meet with anybody who's looking for advice in these areas and have a cup of coffee, a conversation, and see how we can assist.
Well, the good news is that Cathal is joining us again next week to talk about all the benefits of tax planning, so we'll look forward to that. Meanwhile, thank you very much.
Thank you, Howard. I appreciate it.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.